I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for being part of it. Thanks for all the good wishes, too. And thanks to Mike. And, of course, Dan, and somewhat Joe. He's late again today. And I have a big part for Joe today. Featuring today, we're going to have, apparently, songs from each decade or whatever comes out of Dan's mind that you might want to choose to be humming when you're washing your hands. Now, I am a big hand washer. I've been called a germaphobe. Now I strike back. And again, thanks to everybody with their good wishes. You know, it's an occupational hazard with this. Started on Saturday. So I think it was Radiothon. We really went crazy at Radiothon. It was a great day. And when you overdo it, sometimes it catches up. It's so much over the years, Dan. I actually have my own ear, nose, and throat guy on speed dial, Dr. Verneau's down in South Philly. So, we'll see how it goes. Feels much better today. To take 2 days off when you feel fine is, climbing the walls. Okay. Let's start though. I don't know which one to start. I got to catch up. I need a little bit of grace to catch up on one. Now, people on Twitter sent me various Democrats. I saw some in real time. Their complaint about shutting down the schools is that kids will not get fed. That's what we've come to in America. Before I get to the president's speech, that's what we've come to in America. Here's Dr. Valerie Arcouche. Even though my voice is a little shaky, I got to do Arcouche. Making this point. She is the head of the Montgomery County Commissioners, progressive, out there in the suburbs. Here's what she said about how much parents apparently won't or can't provide with all the government programs food for their kids if the school is shut down.
And we remain in regular contact with our school superintendents. Should our contact tracing take us to a school district where there could have been a contact there, we are letting that school district know, and we're working with them on an individual basis and providing the support and advice that they request and working with them to help them make the best decision for their community. As I've mentioned before, many of the children across our county get the most nutritious meal of the day at our schools. Parents' work schedules are built around their child's school day. So there are many decisions that need to be made around this. And I, so far, we've had each school make the decision that's best for their community.
Yeah, so we've come to this. This is the perfect Democrat thought, progressive thought process. Exactly what Dr. Arcouche said there.
As I've mentioned before, many of the children across our county get the most nutritious meal of the day at our schools.
How do we know that? What's the evidence? She's a nurse. She came on once, Dan. That will never happen again. All right. So the president, there's a lot of back and forth now, and it is a little bit different what the president said last night about banning travel from Europe. It's under certain circumstances, but it's pretty extensive. And I salute this. And Jim Acosta was crazed both with this and the labeling that the president did. Now, we know that Stephen Miller, this is the guy that Acosta hates. This is the guy that's behind a lot of the Trump immigration policies. He, along with Jared Kushner, wrote a lot of the speech. So here is Jim Acosta talking with, I don't know, I'm of a mind, Dan, put this up on Twitter. This would be a good question. All right, humor me today. Which Cuomo is exactly the lesser Cuomo? I mean, have you heard Andrew Cuomo talk? The father, I didn't like his politics, but he did have a golden tongue. The two sons, my God, Andrew Cuomo just sounds like a thug. That's all he sounds like. I know he's educated, the best schools and all the rest of it. We'll play him a little bit later on. But Chris Cuomo had on Jim Acosta after President Trump's speech. Now, I like what the president said last night. There's a lot of things we're going to break down in here that he said, including banning travel from Europe. And morons on Twitter don't get it. They're all, wow, wow, the virus is already here. What makes you think you can stop the virus now? Isn't this about playing the odds? And isn't this about incrementalism? Did you know, for example, I think, Dan, you follow basketball, you knew this, that Rudy Gobert is French. He's the guy whose coronavirus has triggered the NBA to suspend its season for now. Now, I'm not saying because he's French. I'm saying, no, maybe he has relatives. Maybe, you know, I haven't seen that yet. Maybe there are a lot of reasons why he was in contact with people that may have been visiting or something of that nature. So now we can't ban travel from Europe. We also can't call this a virus that started in China. That's what you're going to hear Acosta object to. By the way, one of the Detroit Pistons has tested positive, news reports indicate this morning, for the coronavirus. So the Wells Fargo Center is shut down, but it's unclear. Is it just for cleaning due to this fact? Now, you know, the Sixers played the Pistons last night. Basketball, I would argue, from my experience, is probably in any number of ways more likely to have the type of contact due to the sweating, due to open uniforms. You know, basketball is a contact sport, maybe even more than football. You'd have to be aware of this. So we're going to talk with a special guest, Spike Eskin, our boss, and basketball aficionado expert extraordinaire at 9:30 about all this stuff and what does it mean. But there's a guy writing at NJ.com today who says, hey, let's stop every game everywhere right now. This is too important. I couldn't disagree with that more. It's a choice. Shouldn't it be a choice? If you want to go to a game, shouldn't it be a choice of leagues, if they're protecting their players, about whether they want to have the games rather than the government, rather than everybody in the world saying we have to shut down because of this? So is it time to, essentially, this guy saying, ban all sporting events? I'd say absolutely no. 855-839-1210. Now, here's Jim Acosta. I thought he would get crazy last night because of Trump banning travel starting midnight Friday from Europe. Instead, Jim Acosta doesn't like the coronavirus being labeled a foreign virus.
First, Jim, is that the speech that was expected?
I think that is the speech that was expected. I think it went well beyond what any of us really thought. I don't think many of us were expecting the president to announce a travel ban from Europe for 30 days, starting at Friday at midnight. That is stunning. That is going to cause major disruptions to the travel industry, and it is going to cause all kinds of problems that we haven't seen since the Trump administration tried its travel ban very early on in the administration. We saw people waiting at the airport and so on, mm-hmm. wondering if loved ones are going to get back from Europe. So it is going to be interesting to find out what the details are for administration officials in terms of how they're going to implement that. The other thing, Chris, that I think we should point out, at one point during this address, the president referred to the coronavirus as a, quote, foreign virus. That I think was interesting because as I was talking to sources earlier this evening, one of the points that the president wanted to make tonight, wanted to get across to Americans, is that this virus did not start here, but that they're dealing with it. Now, why the president would go as far as to describe it as a foreign virus, that is something we'll also be asking questions about. But it should be pointed out that Stephen Miller, who is an immigration hardliner, who advises the president, is one of his top domestic policy advisors and speechwriters, was a driving force in writing this speech. And I think it's going to smack, it's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia, to use that kind of term in this speech, Chris.
Well, look, sometimes we can answer the questions. And the answer is he's doing it to put blame somewhere else. We've seen over the last few days McCarthy and others saying the Chinese coronavirus, the Wuhan coronavirus. We get that. It can't be the main concern right now.
Oh, it can't be. All right, Dan, you have a Twitter poll question of the day. And before you tell us what that is, I was going to ask this because I saw several commentators over the last couple of days telling us once again that Trump's base has been shaken by what Trump has done and not done here. How many times have we gone down this path? So what poll question have you put up?
Yeah, so we put up, has Trump's treatment of the coronavirus shaken your confidence in him? Three options, yes, no, or I'm always anti-Trump. 14% say yes, 83% say no, and 3% say always anti-Trump.
Oh, okay. It's kind of surprising.
So 14% say they have been shaken, yeah.
They have been shaken, but we don't know, you know, if they were unshaken before. Okay. 855-839-1210. Now, we're told, a couple people were on my Twitter feed, I had more time yesterday to watch this stuff, telling me, there you guys go again, politicizing this. All because I said, what would Joe Biden do in this situation? He's the odds on, even if he collapses in this debate on Sunday against Bernie Sanders, who's really throwing nothing at him. He's the odds-on favorite to be the nominee. What would Joe Biden do? Apparently, he's speaking today at 1 o'clock, telling us what Joe Biden would do. Would he threaten to punch Europe in the face? Would he say, let's go outside, Europe? Would he say to Angela Merkel, hey, Angela, take off your girdle. Let's go outside, baby. Let's fight. All right, side question. Go ahead. You don't have... So, we'll get to side question of the day. Want to give that right out here. We got a Dom Time calendar. And again, I am so appreciative how people have taken to the calendar. So many people supported Radiothon by getting the calendar. It was fabulous way back on Friday. This is a short week for me, one of my shortest in history. And we have that up as our prize today. And the question, this came up to my mind, Dan. You liked it before. And a guy said the other day, things that we ought to change like daylight savings time. He said we ought to change this idea of having separate categories for male and female actors, actress at the Oscars. And I reject that. So we want to know the all-time best male actor. I'll tell you right now, the guy for me, and it's become clear over the years, is Denzel Washington. I'm a Denzel guy when it comes to this. Dan, who's your choice?
I'm going to have to go with the guy that's sick right now. And it can tie right back into our side topic, Tom Hanks.
You have Hanks love big time.
Oh, I have deep Hanks love.
Yeah, I get that. He seems like a good guy. You know, last night, four things were happening. And you got to believe it's, and I'm saying this kiddingly, signs of the apocalypse. In 1.5 hour, Tom Hanks tells us, he's positive for the coronavirus, he and his wife. President Trump is speaking about this. The NBA suspends their schedule. And do you know what the fourth is that happened right before Trump? The Masked Singer. Do you know who the Masked Singer was last night?
Don't spoil it for me.
That's it. All right.
go ahead. I'll plug my ears real quick.
It was Sarah Palin.
Really?
Yes. I won't spoil it for you. Just look up what song she was singing, okay? Baby's Got Back.
I'll pull it up. We can play it on the show.
Yeah, okay, coming up. And she was rapping. Sarah Palin. I said, there's the apocalypse right now. All righty, hit us with that actor at the end of your question, at the end of your call.
Y'all make some noise for Governor Sarah Palin. Can I be your hype man?
That's Sarah Palin. She's back. Welcome in, Dom Giordano program. All right, next bumper we need.
I love it.
She's got moves.
Yes.
She does.
She is multi-talented.
If she did this during the campaign trail.
Well, she tried to do stuff like this. Her daughter is kind of feisty, too. When we tracked her down when she was doing that monuments tour of the country, we figured out. Former executive producer in your spot was great. We beat all the media to it at Independence Hall, where she was going to be.
Uh-huh.
But just by looking at where they were lowering stuff, because she had high heels on. And I get there, and the daughter pushes me aside. And across the country, it says, daughter pushes aside hostile media. It was pretty nuts. Very impressive looking in person, too. She was good. She told the daughter to let up. You know, and she answered some questions. Yeah, can you imagine 10-year-old daughter pushing me?
I'm laughing at the combination of your story, and I'm still turning back to this video, and Sarah Palin's here in a blue and pink suit from head down. This is after she unmasked. She's
right.
Dancing around, doing some moves, dancing with Nick Cannon. And I got to say, Dom, that right there might be the end of Sarah Palin's relevancy in politics.
All right, so did we use that for Jump the Shark?
I don't know, yeah. Man. Well, I'm looking at it. I'm like, I don't know if I can ever take her seriously.
Well, what's next for her now? I mean, your career doesn't get much worse than The Masked Singer.
Well,
now she'll have to be on game shows.
Dancing with the Stars.
I don't think there's anything wrong. I would do The Masked Singer.
When we had Sean Spicer on after Dancing with the Stars, we asked him if The Masked Singer was next, and he revealed that there are some producers that cross over between the two shows.
Yes.
So maybe we'll see Sarah Palin on Dancing with the Stars.
She'd be great on that. That would be pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm sure
yeah.
They would have to get into some political, you know, something. All righty, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. We're going to talk with a really top economic expert from Fox News, Charles Payne, today. He thinks Republicans have to really, really dig in now and even suggest bailouts for particular industries. It's not like the Obama bailouts, and I'm in agreement with that. Congress doesn't even want to do Trump's payroll tax cut. A lot of Republicans. Well, what do they think is going to happen to the economy during this? The market is down big time again today, and it's a battering, even in the wake of a lot of things that Trump said last night that should be reassuring. But the media is gleeful. I heard Rush say that the other day. Here's an example. This will be cut 14. Look at how wishful Joy Behar is on The View about the coronavirus finally stopping Donald Trump.
Because of strong leadership and because of the advisement.
Where's his strong leadership?
Yeah, I have to disagree with you on that one.
He has told us nothing of any importance.
What do you mean by that?
Trump. He says that it's nothing.
He's actually proposing
no
a middle-class tax halt right now. He's doing
we're not
a lot of things
about
to help
financial.
People might have to stay home for work, talking about insurance
but
packages.
The problem
I think there's some great things happening.
Is that 69% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck.
That's right.
There, only 12 states plus D.C., you know, have paid leave. And then you have one in four Americans that don't have paid leave, and especially low-wage workers.
Totally
so you have
great
people
point.
That are going to work when they don't feel well because it makes the difference for their family. So I think when you look at the response, Elizabeth, from this administration, it really hasn't been good.
This
I don't think
the
that
end
we've
of
seen
his whole
real leadership.
He's not going to get reelected because
we don't
of
even
this,
have real testing.
But, I mean, we have
governor
real leadership.
Illinois, but the governor of Illinois was on television just this morning, and he said that he's been on the phone with the federal government, and they don't have enough testing capabilities. And they've had a lot of death. Not
he
a lot of death, but they've had 19 cases detected in Illinois.
He himself didn't he shake hands with Doug Collins the other day, who also was in contact with somebody who had the coronavirus? And he has not gotten gotten tested.
Have you gotten tested?
No, there's no test kits.
Why?
There are no test kits.
Well, here's the deal. If the president's medical advisor, his chief physician,
Fauci.
Says that he has no...
I only believe Fauci.
Well, believe both. I think we should prepare. I think we should pray. I'm not going to let coronavirus rule me and let it be an idol. I'm going to use Purell right now. I'm not listening to Dr. Bonespurs either.
I'm not.
Here's the deal. Economy right now that has had a buffer and is going strong that can handle
really?
It.
Really?
Yes.
The stock
and so
market's
that's
in
why
the toilet.
Right now, but we have had a buffer over time that can absorb this. And I do think our leadership right now is pointing us to say, hey, this is not a panic situation. This is a precautionary situation. We're going to use Purell, wash our hands,
but
and we're going to be
not,
okay,
well, how
guys.
How can it not be a panic
we're
situation
okay.
when you have people dying from this?
All right. Now, that's one level. That's the bargain basement level, Dan. Now, let's go upstairs. This guy, John Meacham, has always been a fraud. He is a stone-cold anti-Trump, anti-conservative fraud, American's historian. He's written several books that have sold overwhelmingly. He's on MSNBC, and now he's an economist. He says we're looking at a sustained recession, even into possibly, and I'll use the word, a depression.
So curious where you think the long-term fallout could be, because so much of this is in the moment right now, and we live so much, all of us, in the moment. But the fundamental slowdown here of the broadest kinds of economic and cultural activity is spreading so rapidly. Are we looking at a sustained recession, even into possibly, and I'll use the word, a depression? Is that a possibility here?
I mean, it's a possibility, but we also have to remember, in 2008, we had a disastrous underlying economy. We're not in that situation. We had a very good jobs number a week ago. We have a good economy. But what we're going to have to do to address this pandemic does put our economy on hold. And you know, you talk about the NBA canceling the rest of the season. I know we've said it over and over. You've got to think about the trickle down.
All right, that leads us to our next guest coming up, Spike Eskin, PD, our boss here, and a WIP, and a guy who is incredibly knowledgeable about basketball. You heard what she said there, the trickle-down effect of things like this. So is it time? Guy writing in NJ.com today, Steve Politi. Stop the games, all of them. The coronavirus crisis is far bigger than sports now. You have other people saying that movie theaters ought to close. Some cities already, like San Francisco, I think. And I don't know. I don't know why they get this gathering of 500 versus 1,000 and all the math that's in that. You can't go over that, but it's okay. That's still a crowd. All right, so we'll talk that next because it's a fluid situation. Flyers playing incredibly well this year. Wells Fargo shut down. I don't know if they can play anywhere else. So should all these things go away? Should the schools close? Should we just... And we're getting into the issue of liberty. Even Judge Napolitano yesterday, talking about what they're doing in Italy, is not constitutional here. That's a big question. I don't think Trump goes there. All right, so 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push pound 1210. At the end of your call, just hit us with the greatest actor ever, male today. We'd love to know your male actor. And we have the Dom Time calendar ready to go to the winner at the end of the show.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.